Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our special guest is our good friend Floyd Hurt, and I'm going to say this one more time. This is the last time I'm going to make this announcement. Buckle your seatbelts. I have no idea what's going to happen today. Anytime Mr. Creativity, Floyd Hurt, joins us, it's going to be wild and crazy. Let me tell you a little bit about Floyd. For over 28 years, he's been involved in every phase of sales, marketing, and advertising, from pounding the streets of New York as a sales representative to developing and marketing new products. He's the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, which is going through its second metamorphosis, Rousing Creativity, Think New Now, a practical hands-on approach to fostering new ideas and translating them into action, and it's all about creativity. Floyd, welcome back.
Jim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm better now. It's good to have you here.
Well, I got to tell you what's happening here. You're going to love this.
Tell me about it.
We have a client, a rather significant client, that wants to give us a contract for me to come speak to them on the session.
Yeah.
And if we get this contract, guess where we're going to go to lunch?
Where?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not Mickey Tavern.
Yes, eat your heart out, Blasingame.
I told you, folks, this guy has no rules.
Can't you feel that chicken fat running down your face
folks,
right now?
Floyd lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is one of my favorite places in the world to go. I love that air part of the world because it has a couple of my favorite places in the world very nearby, and that includes Monticello, which is the home of Thomas Jefferson, which, in my opinion, is one of the most fascinating pieces of real estate that I have ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But before you get to Monticello, there's a little place called Mickey's Tavern, which is where these guys, the founders, would stop by to get a meal or to maybe even spend the night before they went on up the mountain to their homes. Madison lived up there too, didn't he?
Yep.
And Ashland's around the corner there, I think. Anyway, Mickey's Tavern has the best fried chicken in the world. And Floyd Hurt knows that I like that. And then whenever he gets a chance to rub it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Chicken's not all over you, Jim. That's what I'm trying to do.
In fact, he and Jim Hinterberry, his associate there, actually called me from Mickey's Tavern once to tell me how good the fried chicken was. Now, if that's about as cruel as it gets.
We put the phone right next to the fryer so you could get sizzling away.
Oh,
you deserve that, Jim.
Some
people just deserve things like that.
Do your worst, Floyd.
Yeah, man. Give him the best shot.
Unbelievable. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number if you'd like to call us and ask a question, make a comment, join us. If you've been to Mickey's Tavern and you like the fried chicken and you want to comment on that, that's fine too. 888-822-8255. Floyd, your new book, it's out in the new form, Rousing Creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a 3-ring binder, which I had, and we've talked about. Now it's out in it looks like a regular book now.
We've grown up into a regular book.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in this book, there's a section called The Game, and this is a great section because it helps people to understand how to develop the creative process, right? Isn't that essentially what The Game does?
Absolutely.
Okay. Talk to us about The Game.
All right. One of the problems, the reason you have this section of the book, as you've sort of talked about, the book has been divided into 3 or 4 different sections. This particular section is designed to help you, as it were, get out of your head. When you're in the middle of solving a problem, generally, the tools that you're working with, or the tool you're working with, is what lies between your two ears. It's that little piece of gray matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that little piece of gray matter inside of your skull has with it only a certain amount of experiential things from which you can draw. We don't tend to go too far out. We tend to jump right into the old habits, the way we've done things before.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't go out and look for new and different ways of solving problems.
We actually sometimes have little filters up there that block out things because we've decided that we should view the world in a certain way, and we've actually learned to be successful within those filters, haven't we?
Or we've learned to be as successful as we can be, which within the confines of those filters, you're absolutely right. But if we sort of take some of those filters and get rid of them or open up the mesh of those filters a little bit, we can be a lot more creative. We can find a lot more things that we haven't found before, given the sort of predilections we have to use only the accepted tools.
Many of us, though, are not prone to want to do this. Sometimes people are not good, what I call fertile soil for being creative. And so one of the things I like about this chapter is it helps everyone, the people who are prone to be creative and the people who aren't, it helps everyone with some tools, some tracks to run on, so to speak, to help you foster and develop a creative process inside of this gray matter you're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Jim, we're not really taught as we go along in life, we're not really taught to sort of look outside. We're taught to sort of use what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And when people step into a different arena, a lot of times people say, well, you know, and they get this sort of tone in their voice and the frown on their face. They go, well, why are you trying to do that?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to embracing it and saying, yeah, let's look at something new and different. So the game is designed specifically to, number one, encourage you to step outside of the norm of normal way you do things, and number two, allow you. See, this is the problem. We're not, as a rule, we're not allowed to do things. We're not allowed to think outside, so we don't really do it.
Color
inside the lines. And a lot of people think, well, gee, I'm not very creative. But you know something? It's not a habit that you don't have. It's a habit you're not taught to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with this game, for an example, you're asking people to say, hey, wait, you don't have to think that way. Think this way. And then if you do it three or four times, then after a while you begin to say, hey, number one, it's fun. Number two, it really isn't very threatening. And the people around you go, well, how'd you come up with that idea? And you go, because I wasn't thinking the other way. And it really confuses people. But it allows you to play in fertile fields and play outside of the gray matter that you've got in your head and enjoy sort of the process of looking around at the world with new eyes and saying, gee, how can I accommodate this?
Once you try to flex your creative muscles, it really can get exciting, can it?
Oh, man, it's just, but you know what you have to overcome? You don't have to overcome necessarily what's inside of you. Okay, you sort of do. Now, I'm going to make this as uncomplicated as I can. Inside of you is a belief system that other people are going to judge you. Okay, so you've got to look at it and say, I don't care if other people judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Once you can do that, then you know there's a great line that I think is so wonderful. You are free to create. You're free to be very expansive when you are no longer embarrassed by yourself.
Yeah.
Once you can start saying, hey, I can do this, then you can do it.
That's a big part of it. And we're going to talk about this some more, folks, when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mr. Creativity, Wild and Crazy, Floyd Hurt, is our special guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 888-822-8255.
Looking for adventure.
We are on the highway looking for adventure with our good friend Floyd Hurt, the author of Rousing Creativity. Floyd is our good friend. He's a member of the Brain Trust. I'm holding a copy of his book in my hand. Floyd, where can we get this book?
You can get this book either at your favorite bookstore. If it's not there, order it.
Uh-huh.
Rousing Creativity. You can go to one of the primary bookstores online, Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or Borders. You can order them through there.
Okay.
You can call us directly at 1-800-THINK-NEW. That's N-U.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go online to rousingcreativity.com. Now, I want people to go online to our site for a couple of reasons. Number one, there's a lot of stuff there. But number two, they can sign up for the Creativity Tip of the Week. And once you get into the website, there's just a little button there you push, and you can sign right up, and we'll send you a Creativity Tip of the Week every week. Sometimes you'll love them. Sometimes you'll think they're great. Sometimes they'll make you mad.
I like mine. I get them every week, and I like it a lot.
Good. Sometimes we really make people mad.
I want to thank you for that, by the way. And it's outstanding, folks. It's a good little spirit lifter. It helps you to think out of the box when you might be sort of turning inward a little bit. Sometimes I know we all do that. Let's get back and talk about the game.
Okay.
What are some specific things that we can do to develop our creativity in the game? You actually have some tools that you mentioned.
Well, yeah, one of the things, Jim, is that I think let's just take an example, an ad. You're trying to produce an ad for your company. You know, a lot of times we sit down and we go, okay, what am I going to do? Well, what am I having to think about there? I'm having to think about everything, aren't I? You know, and so I'm not limited. I'm not trying to narrow my thinking down so I can really focus on something. I'm having to deal with the whole world, all of my products, all of my customers, all of my everything that goes into it.
You got to break it down into parts.
So what the game does is it forces you to narrow down what you're trying to say. See, creativity is not this wild, woolly thing. It's freedom. Goethe said, freedom within limitations,
mm-hmm.
which means that I've got to start thinking very, very narrowly. So for an example, let me just, in the book, because I think I mentioned to you yesterday, there is a series of 30 photographs, okay? And part of the game is called Picture This. So what I do, and I'll give you an example we're working on right now. We're doing an ad for the book. Okay, one of our clients said they wanted to run a full-page ad for the book in their publication.
Mm-hmm.
So I take my little handy-dandy piece of paper and make a list of 1 to 30. All I do is just list, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then I go to each picture, And I think of my book. Now, my book has, it's red and has the Rousing Creativity cover on it. So I look at a picture and I say, okay, how can this picture, how can I turn the elements of this picture into an ad? Now, you see, I've narrowed myself down already because I've only got the elements in that picture to deal with. I'm not trying to deal with the whole world. So, for an example, the first picture is a blue heron, the bird, okay? Now, you say to yourself, a book and a bird. Okay. Well, now you start really letting your mind wander, and you think about, okay, a bird. A bird flies. A bird has feathers. What has a bird got? And how can I make that work for my book? So my first little picture that I draw, and you always draw, people need to learn to just, and I don't care if it's stick figures or horrible drawing, but the mind thinks in pictures, so you want to draw. So my first picture is like a photograph of a person with the top of their head cut off a little bit, lifting up like maybe there's a hinge and it's lifting up. Yep. And the book is flying out with wings. And the copy line says, "Let your mind soar." So you see, I've used the elements of the wings of the bird as part of my creative idea. And I go down a little further, and I've got picture number eight is gasoline pump.
Yep.
Okay, and I look at the gasoline pump, and I say, okay, you got the handles, you got gasoline, and if I really want to, I can start thinking about refineries and where fuel comes from. See, it forces me into a certain kind of a thing.
Now, the thing about these pictures, folks, is everything that are in these pictures are things that are around you. Almost everything that he's talking about are things that you will see today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what it is, salt shaker.
Where you are right now.
Yeah, right now, you look around. So anyway, with this one, the one with the gasoline pump, I have my book with the handle hooked into it, like it's as if it's the gasoline pump, and it says, add fuel to your creativity. Mm. You see, I'm starting to use this.
Yep.
Then I go down, and the one I really like, the picture number 15 is a big electrical grid. You know, it's just all these wires and transformers, all those sorts of things. So I start thinking about that, and I think electricity, et cetera, et cetera. So my ad then becomes, I have a picture of a person, just that maybe an illustration, maybe a photograph, but he's got a spark plug stuck in his head, okay? And the wire from the spark plug goes up to the book, and it says, spark some new thinking, okay? So you see how I begin to think about these things, and people go, well, but that's easy for you to do. No, it's easy for anyone to do.
Right, because all he did, folks, was use basically household things, things that are around you right now. Before I stand by, we've got to take a break, folks. We're going to be right back. It's 29 after the hour. We're going to be continuing our conversation with Floyd Hirt, the author of Rising Creativity, 888-822-8255. If you have a question or a comment, or if you just want to plug into some of the excitement, 888-822-8255. We're back. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. That's the number to call if you would like to join me and Floyd Hirt to talk to us about being creative. Maybe there's something that's going on. It doesn't have to be an advertisement, folks. It doesn't have to be about advertising or marketing. It could be any kind of a problem that you're trying to solve, and you're wondering if maybe Floyd has some kind of a suggestion that would help you with your specific problem that you're trying to solve. Give us a call, and I'm sure he'll have some good comments for you. 888-822-8255. Floyd, we're talking about the game.
We're talking about the game, and we're talking about how to use pictures. Another thing that sort of happens is let's just talk about a small business of, say, 12 to 15 people. Let's not talk about two for a second.
Okay.
I mean, you can talk about two. But some of the questions that people really need to think about to start getting their creative thinking going, and also to progress themselves, I call it the aspects of the problem. It's a prompt list, the 1 to 10, the 1 through 10 questions that you can ask about sort of what's going on. And, you know, the first thing that you ask people is, like, what aspects of a situation are we trying to dodge and why? You know, a lot of times, that simple question, the hidden agendas, people, you know, somebody out in shipping is really mad because something's not going on the way they want it to. Well, there's not an open forum to discuss it, so consequently, things just continue to head downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to open up your creativity, you've got to ask questions like that. What factors are essential in driving? What are real? What are we really working on here?
Aspects of the problem, folks. You might want to write that down. That's one of the key points in this whole process, aspects of the problem.
It helps you understand what's going on. What limitations do we face, and are they real? know, are we facing limitations? How do we overcome some of those things? What are the hidden agendas that we might have here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What assumptions are we making? Are we just assuming that our market is only this group of people? Or maybe it's a bigger group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if we just tweak our product or tweak our service or tweak the entrance to our organization, we can add depth of market and or broaden our market. So there are lots of questions. Who will we have to convince and what do people think now? Who's our target market and what do they think now? That's really cool. Okay, you're asking to think about not just who is my target market, but what's their predilection at this point? What is their point of view?
Have you got some suggestions about how we can get people in our little group here to open up and talk about these things?
I have a ton of suggestions, and I'm going to tell you where the best, but there are too many, but the best thing to do, and I will make a blatant attempt to tell people to buy the book. There's a whole section there called facilitation skills.
All right.
One of the biggest things that people need to do is know how to ask questions. If you will see the tip this morning, the newest tip, is how to ask open-ended questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very often, managers will say, "Do you like the idea?" And people go, "Well,
yes, no."
Okay. If you can answer a question with a yes or a no answer, chances are people are going to do that. The best thing you can do is say, "Hey, what about this idea do you like?"
Mm-hmm.
Or, "Can you think of three ways to improve the idea?" Or, "How do you think our population is going to react, our target market is going to react to this idea?" Those kinds of open-ended questions allow a discourse.
So you're the facilitator, and you're trying to develop this creative discussion, and if you're the one that's getting it started, don't say, "What's our problem?" I mean, don't say, don't ask a closing question, as you say, that prompts a yes or no. Ask an open-ended question.
That's actually number two. Number one, if you're facilitating the group, you have to walk into that group with no idea of the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're the president of the company, chances are you have an idea what answer you want. Okay, but
you're going to be defensive about anything else.
Yeah, because if somebody says, "Well, I don't think we should be doing it this way. I think we should be doing it in green,"
mm-hmm.
and your favorite color and the company's logo has been red forever, you immediately bristle and you say, "No, we're not going to change this logo." Well, no.
Right.
You want to know, what is it about green that works? Why would you think green would be more appropriate than other colors? Not more appropriate than red, but than other colors.
So if you've got a real vested interest in some predetermined solution, you might not be the best facilitator.
You probably will not be. Even if you don't, it's very hard for the president of the company to take two steps back and be objective.
Because if you like red, everybody knows you like red.
Oh, yeah.
And so Billy Joe Bob's not going to say, "I think it ought to be green."
No. So very often it's a good idea to bring in someone from the outside if they have facilitation skills. There are people out there that can do it
mm-hmm.
who don't have any vested interest.
Right.
But that's the way you get real information as opposed to pretend information. So frequently I see people just ask closed-ended questions. They're not seeking creative answers. They're seeking confirmatory answers.
There's a little wealth of good perspectives that a lot of small business owners tap into, and some of them don't. But I'd like to recommend it right now, and that's your family. Floyd, you can go home and you can talk to your spouse or your children. You got teenagers? Just say, "I got this problem, and here it is. What do you think I ought to do about it?"
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Seek as many people as you can. Your best source of information in the whole wide world is your customers.
Yeah.
And most small businesses do not stop customers and say, "Can you give me 5 minutes and I'll give you a 10% discount on everything you buy?" It's easy to, and I'm not talking about buying your customers' loyalty. I'm just saying, I want to know information. Tell me what we're doing right. How did you feel when you walked in?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the parking lot? Did you meet any resistance in your salespeople? What's going on? And, the second group of people you want to talk to are your suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
Very often your suppliers know more about what's going on in your business than you do.
Stand by, folks. We're shaking it up with Floyd Hurt. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Floyd is the author of an outstanding book called Rousing Creativity, Think New Now. It's available in bookstores and online. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Floyd Hurt is our special guest, our good friend. He's a member of the Brain Trust. He is the author of Rousing Creativity, Think New Now. It's a red book with a guy on the front, a figure on the front, blowing a horn, And his picture's on the back. Don't hold that against him.
Suitable for framing, what are you talking about?
Yeah, don't hold that against him, folks. He's really a pretty nice guy, regardless of the picture. And the book is available online. It's available in bookstores. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. And Floyd, what about contacting you directly?
Give me a call at 1-800-THINK-NEW, N-U, or go online, rousingcreativity.com, and everything you ever wanted to know in your life will be there.
Absolutely.
And maybe even more.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, check this out. This book is really something that will help you if you're stuck in the mud a little bit and you're trying to get your creative juices going. You will not regret buying this book. Well, $17.95, is that right?
$17.95.
But you
know, the thing is, the reason I wrote the book the way I did, it's an action book. You know, I've read a bazillion books on creativity, and most of them get highly theoretical, and there's not a lot of stuff in there that says, hey, I can do this right now. This is a book that I'm hoping will people will pick up and go, now I know how to generate an idea in this. Well, it's a good idea.
I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I usually point that out. There are lots and lots of worksheets in this book, folks, and you allow them to copy those, right?
Oh, yeah. Do what you want to.
Yeah. And there are some things that you can do, especially when you're working with the groups that we're talking about here, the creative groups. You can make copies and pass them around. And I mentioned a minute ago, Floyd, I was thinking, we're talking about the game. We're talking about how to develop creativity, and this section of the book is called The Game. And I mentioned a minute ago about, you know, maybe you could talk to your family about some things, ask them some questions. And I was thinking of little guys, some small, really, really small businesses, people who don't have 10 or 15 employees that they can call on. But there are other sources for people who can be part of your creative team.
Absolutely. But the first source, I mean, as you mentioned, I got a guy that works with me who is brilliant. He is a wonderful sounding board.
Jim Henneberry.
And he and I, well, I'll write something, he'll write something, and I'll give it to him, and he'll just tear it apart. The nice thing about it is we don't have any pride of authorship.
Right.
It's not like we get our bristles all up.
There's no ego there.
And that helps in any small business. So when you start something, talk to people that are in your business too, but you can also seek other sources. Generally, if you started your business, it's a corporation, you have an attorney. You can talk to an attorney. You may have an accountant. Accountants sometimes have really good insight into things just because they're sort of neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You'd mentioned, Jim, going in and talking to your family. That's absolutely paramount. You have to be careful about it because sometimes the family has domestic interests that may be in conflict with the business interests.
Yeah.
So if you're saying, I need to spend $20,000 on a computer, you know, your significant other might be saying, well, we need a new car.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about was, children, I'm developing a new logo, and I'm thinking of colors. Which color do you like?
Yeah.
In other words, things that aren't that don't create conflicts of interest.
Yeah. Ask your customers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's called concept of reality testing. Go in and say, I've got these three colors. Tell me what you think. Just stop them. Nothing flatters somebody more than asking for their opinion.
Right. And guess what? And when they come back, they'll see the color they chose.
Probably. Yeah. Or if they don't choose it, you say to them, if we choose a different color, come talk to me. I'll tell you why we chose that.
Yeah.
Now you've got a dialogue with your customers, and you see how enticing that is to a customer to want to come back.
Absolutely.
It's really, really very, very good.
What are some other things in the game that are some tools for people?
Well, we've got something called verb commands, which there are a list of 140 words that all you can do is what this verb command tells you to do. For example, if you're trying to figure a better way, do something with your entrance. Okay, you're thinking you need something to do with the entrance. In fact, I talked to someone the other day who said she walked into the entrance of her business and she said, this is just awful. Now remember, the entrance, the parking lot to your business, the sign to your business is part of what I call the gestalt of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you the first
that French word again. Tell
that's,
us what,
that's American.
Tell us what gestalt means.
Gestalt means it's sort of the whole way it looks.
Right.
Everything has to fit together, and the point being that if one part of it doesn't work, you may not recognize it. Your customer may not recognize it specifically,
mm-hmm.
but they see something's wrong. Okay, and it has to do with grass growing up in the parking lot. I know I've said this before, and it seems so trite, but if the parking lot is unkempt, it gives a message. Okay, so this person said that she wanted to fix her entrance to her house. So what I sometimes say to people is, okay, choose a word. Choose a number. Give me a number, Jim, between 1 and 140.
29.
Okay, I go to number 29, and it says, make it clamorous. Okay, give me a number. That's going to be a hard one to work with.
55.
Give me a number. 55. Where's my 55? Make it hotter, okay? So all you can do with your entrance is make it hotter. Now, what does that mean? What does the word hotter mean to you? It means several things. It could be temperature hotter. It could be colors hotter. It
could be excitement hotter.
It could be excitement hotter.
This is really hot.
Yeah, so see, now you're starting to force yourself. If you happen to be a dry cleaning organization, make it hotter. Wow, what if we used more interesting colors? What if we went back and got some old dry cleaning memorabilia and tried to bring it up to date and maybe use neon signs, neon colors around it or something?
Here's one that I like, number 71. Now, this is something, if you really want to cut to the heart of whether something that you're doing is valuable or not, ask your people this question, 71.
Eliminate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, here we are. We've got this thing that we're all vested in. We've got this thing we've invested in and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, what are we going to do with it? It's not working. What should we do with it? Well, maybe the last thing anybody would say would be eliminate.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I have a guy here in town who I think is a very, very bright guy. And he and I were having dinner one night, and I said, we were talking about the automobile, and I would like to have no automobiles in this town. I said, what would happen if you had no cars? He said, oh, no one's going to give up their car. I said, no, pretend. He said, no one will ever give up their car. Everybody has to have their car. I said, no, just try. He could not make that leap.
You're such a tree hugger, Floyd. 50 After, folks. We'll be right back with Floyd Hurt, Mr. Excitement, Mr. Creativity. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. His book is Rousing Creativity. When time is tight, you really have to be creative sometimes, don't you, Floyd?
Yeah.
Floyd Hurt, ladies and gentlemen, the voice and the vision of Mr. Creativity, Mr. Excitement, Floyd Hurt, the author of Rousing Creativity, Think New Now, A Practical Hands-On Approach to Fostering New Ideas and Translating Them into Action. This is a book that is full of energy, full of solutions. And you just need to check it out, folks. It's in bookstores. It's online, and you've heard me talking about it a lot on the show before. And I don't bring authors back on over and over again to talk about a book if there's not a lot to say in there, and if I don't recommend it to you. Floyd, let's wrap up the hour by we're talking about the game.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are quite a few different tools that are in here that we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, we've talked about like the pictures, and we've talked about verb commands. There are other things. There's a thing called the objects, and you have to use something like a hammer or something. How would you solve a problem just using a hammer? There's also a whole area in it called heroes.
Yeah, I like that section.
Yeah, which what you're doing is you're saying, I can't solve the problem, so I go to my list and say, what if I had Napoleon solve it? Or what if I had the Laurel and Hardy solve it? So you're bringing in a whole new way of looking at it, saying, you know, if I can't do it, how would these guys do it? And again, it's forcing you to think outside of the normal.
And you know, that I can really see where that would be beneficial, because some people really can't be themselves and accomplish what you're talking about accomplishing.
Of course not.
They have to morph into somebody else, don't they?
Well, one of the most exciting things you can ever do in your life is go to a Halloween party and wear a different mask.
Yeah.
You can do all sorts of things. There's also one called Use Your Senses, which you have 5 senses, and you ask yourself, how would this solution smell? How would it taste? So you see, you're getting into a whole new arena of the way things might feel. And then there's even one little part called the game break, which is, if you read that part of it, it's kind of weird. It just gets you out of completely out of your entire mind.
Well, that's appropriate for your book, though, Flo.
Oh, it's really weird, yeah. I mean, I had more fun writing that part because I came up with all these weird ideas.
All right, talk to us about some of those.
Well, now you're asking me to do something that I hadn't done in a while. How can you do that to me?
You can be weird anytime. You can be weird at the drop of a hat.
Oh, I can be weird any other time. But what this does is it's a series of questions that says, question number one, it's just open for discussion. You have to stand up and tell everyone about the time you met Millard Fillmore and he told you how much he enjoyed your most recent edition of the Kama Sutra. Now, you know, people have got to be very creative on their feet to do that.
Right.
And it says, in only 10 words, tell how you would change a light bulb, keep your eyes closed, and use lots of hand motions. So see, you're in the middle of a brainstorming session or a creative session, and somebody says, okay, game break, and you have to choose one number between 1 and 30. Okay?
Now, some of these... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then, so you've got to do it. Well, what it does is it allows you, again, to be free. The problem is that we're just not free most of the time.
Wouldn't some of these be good to get the thing started, just sort of use some of these methods that don't actually focus on what you're trying to solve, but it sort of breaks the ice?
They're just loosening you up, yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, there are a lot of loosening up exercises, icebreakers, and you're quite right, that's what they call. And this is one of them. Go to this and use these. How, what do you do with a brick? You know, when I just start a session, very often I'll start a session by saying the temperature in the room is going to minus 20 degrees. What are you going to do so you don't freeze? And people come up with some wild ideas, which I love. The wilder, the better, because that means you're thinking in an original, outside of the normal day-to-day way in this group. So I want people to be expansive. That's what the whole game break thing does. It gets you out of, you're not thinking with your brain, you're thinking with your brain in a different environment, which is really a lot of fun.
Playing the game. Folks, this section of the book is called The Game. It's from the book Rousing Creativity, Think New Now. The author is Floyd Hurt. He is a member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, and he's always got some great things to talk to us about. Floyd, thank you very much for joining us.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, sir.
We'll have some chicken this afternoon for you.
Do your worst.
You got it, pal.
See you later, man.
Keep smiling.
Tell Jim I said hi.
I'll do it.
Bye-bye. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.